top of the second hour. Today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Wednesday, January 25th, 2017. So much going on. You know, this morning, Mike Pence swore in Nikki Haley as U.S. ambassador to the U.N., former South Carolina governor Nikki Haley. And that's interesting because, again, she's one of the folks that was on the bandwagon, the no Trump bandwagon. I will not support him. And now she's sworn in as U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. And that's interesting, you know. Circle your wagons. Circle your wagons. And speaking of things going on, it's, you know, it's interesting. Over the last couple of days, some interesting sound bites. Just the hysterical insanity. It's unbelievable to me what we see happening. I want to go back to the Madonna thing here in a second, but well, before I get away from this, the clip that we played was from the Fox News piece published earlier today. Texas radio station bans Madonna songs from the air. She's un-American. That's the headline. A Texas radio station has decided to ban all Madonna songs from their airwaves because the singer has shown un-American sentiments, quote-unquote. Hits 105 said that their decision to remove Madonna songs from their programming indefinitely came after the singer's comments about blowing up the White House at the Women's March on Saturday. In addition to F-bombs in her speech, Madonna talked about how upset the election results had made her, including her now infamous, "Yes, I've thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House" comments, Hits 105 said in a statement on their Facebook page. The general manager, Terry Thomas, added, quote, "Banning all Madonna songs at Hits 105 is not a matter of politics. It's a matter of patriotism. It just feels wrong to us to be playing Madonna songs and paying her royalties when the artist has shown un-American sentiments," end quote. Thomas then urged all radio stations to take their lead and send a powerful economic message to Madonna. The problem is the string pullers that pull her strings. Well, if she keeps doing those kinds of things, they'll make sure that she's well taken care of and that she maintains a celebrity profile. If she breaks from that or deviates, then obviously we could expect to see that change. But we don't want to devolve into McCarthyism, but we should join together as Americans and as a private organization. Obviously, Hits 105 has the freedom to do what they did. And so, you know, hopefully it's not divisive. Hopefully we are introspective about that. And we do take notice and curb those kinds of un-American activities. You know, to have someone as high profile as she is to be expressing such nihilistic tendencies is dangerous. And speaking of this kind of hysterical insanity, I thought it was interesting. Yesterday, CNN, during the White House press briefing, ran the headline, "Breaking news, White House, Trump believes millions voted illegally." First of all, this is not, it's not news. It's not breaking news. And number one, before we jump into the hysterics, let's examine the known facts and ask questions. On what basis? There's no asking. See, this gets back to the hysterical insanity. No one stops and says, okay, on what basis? And Sean Spicer was asked directly, and I think he mentioned that there was a 2008 Pew study that was done that was given to Trump as one of the as part of the basis for his belief. And Sean Spicer kept saying he maintains that belief. No one asks. Generally speaking, you know, it's a gotcha press at this point. That just seems to be self-evident. Obama's lapdog press has been has been turned rabid and sicked on the present administration, if you will. Now it's a mad dog press. It just couldn't fawn over Barack Obama enough, with 65 plus folks in the press that have been identified in the leaked emails as being sympathetic to Hillary Clinton. Obviously, it's not difficult for one to see how Clinton sympathizers, lapdog Obama press, would turn into a mad dog Trump press. So this isn't news, but let's ask questions. On what basis does he maintain this belief? As Americans, we should be asking. It's interesting, you know, again, if you watch Big Joe in the clip that we played, you should watch the video. You watch, he listens, he asks. He's, notice how respectful and dignified he is, even while passionate and vocal. The woman who's next to him has devolved to vitriolic ad hominem attacks, saying the craziest things that don't make any sense while Joe is making sense, and he's maintaining a respectful and dignified demeanor, even while passionate and vocal. He's not denigrating anyone. He's not exchanging ad hominem attacks or vitriol or anything like that. And as a result, suddenly the crowd is silenced because the vitriolic rhetoric falls away, and there's a crowd that starts to gather around him, and they're actually listening. And he's right. We need to come back to Margaret Sanger. We'll do that. But we need to ask questions. On what basis does Trump maintain this belief? And isn't it a provocative irony when Jill Stein says the same thing? The media listen. Mainstream corporate media listen. And people listen because the media says listen, as Joe is pointing out. But when Trump, when the Trump White House says it, look what happens. Bernie Sanders supported withdrawal from the Trans-Pacific Partnership, and word on the street is he did cartwheels, so to speak, when Donald Trump did what he did, extricating America from the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Where are the Bernie Sanders people saying, hey, you know what? That's not a... And furthermore, I think the greatest irony in this, you know, Donald Trump tweeted this morning a couple of tweets about moving forward on an investigation, even talking about making some references that I think get close to the interstate cross-check system. That's something that nobody's talking about. Greg Palast is the foremost authority on the subject, and as I have said, he reported 3 days after the election and said the election was stolen. Here's how. Where are the people saying, not my president, that are looking at Greg Palast's work? And ironically, RT was virtually the only high-profile outlet that reported on the story. Greg Palast predicted the hijacking of the election in August, as we've talked about recently, in the August, 24th article in Rolling Stone. Where are these people talking about that? You would think that the folks that want to delegitimize the Trump presidency would just be giddy about the fact that Trump is calling for an investigation. You know, and there are several people on Twitter and other places who pointed to the fact that other administrations have investigated voter fraud. George Bush, for example. Are you kidding me? When the establishment investigates itself, it's hard to imagine the investigation will result in anything revelatory, anything other than a yawner report. So we need to drop the hysterics and get our heads about us and move forward, because if we're not careful, we're playing right into a trap. Back to my point, and we'll go to the phones here in a second. my earlier point, if you're going to set something up, or if you're going to stage a coup, think about what you have. You have a disenfranchised, discontent mass, as Mike Huckabee points out in the foreign policy speech that I mentioned. We face the danger of mass movements of the dispossessed and discontented rising up. It's no secret. Go back to the 2014 study testing theories of American politics. Remember? Elites, interest groups, and average citizens, Martin Gillens, Benjamin Page, where they proved and they summarized over, you know, based on a 20-year study, multivariate analysis indicates that economic elites and organized groups representing business interests have substantial independent impacts on U.S. government policy, while average citizens and mass-based interest groups have little or no independent influence. The results provide substantial support for theories of economic elite domination and biased pluralism, but not for theories of majoritarian electoral democracy or majoritarian pluralism. Okay, so how do we get our arms around that? This is a fact. So back to Huckabee's speech 10 years ago. We face the danger of mass movements of the dispossessed and discontented rising up. Isn't that what we see in America? We have that polarized end of the spectrum. Then on the other side of the spectrum, you have these folks that the media and certain quarters keep telling you, these people are bad, they're bad, they're bad. The bankers, these billionaires, they're just getting richer and richer. And the top 10 people represent more wealth in the world than the bottom 50% of the entire world. We keep hearing this rhetoric harped on, harped on, harped on. Now look what's happened. The presidency, we have a billionaire in the White House, an alleged billionaire. His cabinet picks right now already. And it's not, his cabinet isn't completely filled out yet, but already it represents more than $11 billion in personal wealth. Six Goldman Sachs appointees. I saw Fox, what was it, business piece yesterday? Fox News, Fox Business. The lady interviewed said Goldman Sachs. Maybe we'll play that clip. Goldman Sachs? I thought maybe it was a clever pun or something, you know, based on a play on words, based on the but I don't think she was that clever. So the point is, she doesn't even, it was Resist Trump Tuesdays, was that clip. Anyway, the point was, she doesn't even know what she's protesting. I don't think she probably ever even heard of Goldman Sachs before, who knows, maybe days, a week, certainly not that long ago. And she is precisely the kind of person that Nesta Webster wrote about in World Revolution. When she wrote those words that stick out in my mind constantly, when you see these kinds of things, hear Madonna talking, see this lady saying what she's saying, see all of these people marching in the streets, you read Nesta Webster's World Revolution, The Plot Against Civilization, among others. That was published in 1921. When she said, she wrote, she was talking about Karl Marx infiltrating the French Workers' Party and turning these people against themselves, to their own destruction, against unbeknownst to them. Nesta Webster wrote, "It is difficult to write of these things calmly, for to deceive the people whose simple faith and lack of education prevent them seeing whether they're being led is as cowardly as to guide a blind man into a ditch. Yet this is what the exploiters of the Internationale did for the working men. The same thing is happening today in America. And so my point is, if you study the October Revolution and you look at the mechanics that are at work in America today, I mean, think about it. The polar ends of the spectrum, you know? The Bolshevik Revolution of 1917. Is that our October surprise in America this year? Is that what's planned for us? You couldn't have a better script written for it. The poor, discontented, disenfranchised masses, and then billionaire bankers and Wall Street represented in the White House. Think about that script. These people, the Women's March, organized in 8 weeks, really 403 groups, 600 marches around the world, none in places like Pakistan or Saudi Arabia or any of the most oppressive regimes to women's rights around the world, none there, just in high-profile places. Places like Washington, D.C., where women enjoy unprecedented freedom in comparison to some of those most oppressive regimes throughout the world. The point is not that we shouldn't be supporting freedom, equality, liberty, those kinds of – the point is it's contrived. It's a contrived message. It doesn't happen that quickly. And if we were going to script a Bolshevik Revolution redo – a 1917 October Revolution redo, we couldn't script it any better than it's being scripted right now, which makes one wonder. Since if you study it and you know the ingredients, and we have those ingredients and we're making that, it seems, do those things happen by accident? I mean, do you make an apple pie by accident? And just because someone doesn't know how to make apple pie, does that mean you don't? People look at it, oh, that's ridiculous. It's not apple pie. Listen, just because you don't know how to make apple pie doesn't mean it's not being made or that someone can't make it. So maybe do a little bit of homework. Familiarize yourself with the recipe and the ingredients. Then re-examine. And then if you don't see the ingredients and you don't see apple pie being made, well then, so be it. Then we have an intelligent discussion. But until then, it's just rhetoric and noise. It was interesting, you know, going back again another day, I think it was the 23rd, CNN's headline with Don Lemon, breaking news, Trump repeats unsubstantiated voter fraud claims. Is that not ironic? Trump repeats unsubstantiated voter fraud claims. Isn't that exactly what the mainstream media, including CNN, has been doing with the Russian hacking, Russian meddling? Now it's not hacking, it's meddling, interference, whatever. Isn't that exactly mainstream media, CNN repeats unsubstantiated voter fraud claims? Isn't it funny, the hypocrisy? Funny in a provocative way. Interesting. That? No? Anyway, it should be shocking. Let's get our heads about us, people. Stick around. We'll go to the phones right after this break.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hopefully, you get the point. I want to come back soon to a story about Rosalind Harris's experience, a waitress at Bus Boys and Poets in Washington, D.C. We'll come back to that. Let's go to the phones real quick and grab Wes in Idaho. Wes, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Greetings, Chris. I see.
Hey, Wes.
Greetings, Chris. I see that RBN had on their news page, homepage, a link to reverse speech analysis of Donald Trump's inauguration. Genesis 3:16, and God said to the woman, I will sharpen the pain of your pregnancy, and in pain you will give birth, and you will desire to control your husband, but he will rule over you. Another version, your desire shall be contrary to your husband, but he shall rule over you. On the subject of pain and childbirth, here it says, it is incredible how well built the female body is for giving birth. We have everything we need built into our chemistry to be able to go through labor and give birth. Now, I know a Christian midwife, and she told me these endorphins that the woman goes through in childbirth creates an emotional, hormonal attachment to the child. Now, should we, I pose this question, should we, through insurance, should we go to, with a New Testament, change these things and have C-sections and have sorcery and pharmacy and drugs to kill the pain of the woman that appears to me God had an intent to put the woman through? Pain. It's all part of the punishment of mankind. There is more scripture that backs up what I'm trying to say. Here it says, woman, however, will be saved through childbearing if they continue in love and holiness with self-control. Here's another one. Women are, 1 Corinthians 14. 34. Women are to be silent in the churches. They're not permitted to speak, but must be in submission as the law says. Can I get your comments, Chris?
I don't understand the connection, Wes. What's the tie-in?
Really?
Yes, really.
Somebody called yesterday and complained that when they went to the government for solutions in their pain of their childbirth, they found that everything was set up for patriarchal assistance, that the insurance companies helped the men in some kind of penile implant or something. I don't know. I wouldn't want it. But she said, hey, you know, I'm going through this pain in childbirth, and government insurance companies, which, by the way, insurance in all forms is communism. It's denying self-responsibility. But that's kind of another issue. The point I'm trying to make here and now is that should we subvert what appears to be God's intent to put woman through pain and childbirth? We can do it with C-sections and drugs and sorcery and pharmacy. Should we do that, Chris? Should we do this?
I have a response, and we'll get to that as soon as we come back from the break. Folks, stick around. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Bottom of the second hour of today's broadcast, this Wednesday, January 25th, 2017. We're on the phones. We have Wes in Idaho on the line. Wes, to answer your question, yes, I agree. Socialized medicine is evil, or at least not good, and I've spoken to that a number of times. And yes, insurance, as I would put it, is a Ponzi scheme, an evil to which I've spoken directly many times in the past. Again, same thing. I've even spoken on several occasions directly to the deleterious and debilitating psychological impact it has on individuals and society at large. That's something I don't think many people see, but I've tried to point that out, and it is a very real phenomenon. Simply put, when it comes to insurance, you know, as I usually use the car as an example, If we were all required to purchase vehicles outright and then self-insure, people would drive differently. But because we have a $100, $200, $500 deductible and a financed car, we really don't treat it with the same care and respect and toward one another's in particular that we should. So those things are not okay. But by the same token, to denigrate, deprecate, disparage, marginalize, or otherwise insult directly or indirectly others is not the answer either. And that really kind of gets right to the heart of today's broadcast. That's why we played the clip of Big Joe earlier today. It's why I want to get to the story of the young lady who was... the waitress, Rosalind Harris, waitress at Bus Boys and Poets in Washington, D.C., who had a very life-changing experience. That's the kind of thing we need to be focusing on. So that's my answer. And you have any final remarks before we go back to the phones?
God said, "It is not good for man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him." I wanted to add to this Christian midwife that told me about endorphins. She was trying to figure out why mothers were killing their own children, and she pointed this out to me. It is because of C-sections and drugs, and they don't have the endorphin rush that, once again, I'm telling you, it makes a spiritual and hormonal connection to the child. And with that, I look forward to a response from the frequent caller. I give up the floor to the next caller. Thank you, Chris.
Thanks, Wes. I appreciate your call. I really do. And listen, I'm just going to say, I don't know what it is about this broadcast that makes people think that they can mistake my kindness for weakness. This is not a place to grind your political axe or sharpen it, especially not one to another, especially in view of the subject matter of today's broadcast and yesterday's and frequent broadcasts. The point, the salient point that I would like to impart to everyone listening and beyond, is that when we get divisive among one another here in America and we start backbiting and chewing on each other, nothing good will come from that. Nothing good. Nothing constructive happens. So my last response to this, as to all things of this nature, would perhaps be, you know, Wes, you mentioned a number of scriptural passages. But again, you know, to denigrate, deprecate, disparage, etc. And I apologize for the alliteration. I promise I'm not channeling Don King. But, you know, to act in that way is not in keeping with the sentiments that I've expressed, the founders, you know, virtue, morality, and religion. Listen to Big Joe. It's a tense moment. He's passionate and vocal, but he's respectful and dignified. And we need to maintain that demeanor. Let's maintain our decorum. So my final remark to your comments, Wes, is from Romans 13, speaking of Scripture. Romans 13, starting in verse 7, render to all what is due them, tax to whom tax is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. Owe nothing to anyone except to love one another. For he who loves his neighbor has fulfilled the law. For this, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet. And if there is any other commandment, it is summed up in this saying, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no wrong to a neighbor, therefore love is a fulfillment of the law. If we could hold to that standard, if we could even, dare I use the word, rise to that standard, rise to the occasion, we would do well. Let us, if we're going to strive, let us strive for that. That's my response, my final response on the matter. Let's go back to the phones real quick and grab Fred in Iowa. Fred, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Yeah, hi, Chris. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, Fred. Good to hear you.
I got a lot to say. I should have wrote down crib notes. We ought to get, or Stan Miller ought to request Big Joe as a host on RBN. Then that would make two hosts that speak sanity and reason. In the Bible, one of the rules of reading the Bible is take the first word mentioned or the first topic mentioned at the start of a chapter, even at the start of a verse. And we are not to argue over trivia and philosophies.
Yep.
The whole Bible speaks of Christ, our Creator.
Exactly.
To love Him with all our heart, mind, and soul. And the people that are saved in the end are those that keep the law of God and the testimony of Christ, of Jesus. And that's in chapter 12, the last verse. And it goes on again in 14, but chapter 19, 10. People that are saved are those that keep the law of God, the testimony of Christ. And the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And we can make all kinds of it, whatever we want to make over any one verse, and go into all kinds of triviality and lead people astray, and the people themselves. And they miss the whole principle of the Bible, of the chapters, and of the verse. Keep His laws and hold to His testimony. Now, this Big Joe, as you spoke of and about, we need more hosts like this on RBN that brings the Bible and the truth to the people, and as many people that can are willing to understand or try to understand. Now, when this nation was founded and in its beginnings, practically every household owned a Bible, and the families taught their children. And from the Bible, it was the biblical principle. Now, maybe all these people weren't so terrifically literate, but they were informed by virtue, morality, and religion. And we had a pretty strong nation, a good nation. Now, as a people and as a nation and all nations do things that they should not have done. But as an example of homeschooling, is I would suggest strongly that people read Laura Ingalls Wilder's books. In fact, I would like to see her books taught in universities and colleges. Because children at 12, 13, 14, 15 years old could teach the Constitution to attorneys today. But it is refreshing to me every day, and not to sound like a parrot caller, to listen to you. And it was very refreshing to hear about Big Joe. But Ralph Winterow, that talks about taxes, and I like him very much. I don't listen to him very much. I lived a lot of years in Alaska. But he spoke more in the first hour of his program than a lot of, or a considerable amount of evangelistic so-called Christian. And I think, as I know you know, we need more of that. Now, we talk about, and on RBN, diversification of ideas and a chance of free speech. Yes, of course. But we, the host and the callers, the same thing over and over again. And what they're saying for the most part is fact, but they're not getting to the principles of existence and life and to better a nation. And to do that, each and every one of us has to go and look in that mirror and self-examination. And as I've said many times, it can be depressing, disheartening, and brutal. But you'll grow from it. And if I had my life to live over, I would live it considerably different. I wouldn't be divorced. My children would be far better off. And I'm not talking about financially, because two of them are very well off financially. But the principles of the Bible and our God, the Creator, Christ, then I would have felt that I had accomplished what I should have as a head of a household and a husband and a father and a man. And I would live my life differently, because it took almost a lifetime to realize what an ignorant fool I was. And that knocks your ego and your pride all to heck. But I have now, and beginning to grow, with more peace in my own mind and less hatred and angst. And it's hard to overcome anger. But I've said enough for today. Thank you, my friend, and have a good day. Bye.
Thank you, Fred. I appreciate it. And as always, I appreciate your wisdom and your observations. And I agree. You know, getting back to the sentiment, you know, this rise of Marxist rhetoric that we see throughout America, again, you know, just to dovetail with Fred's remarks and to kind of go back to what I was saying before. Speaking of the Bible, Titus 3:9-11, but avoid foolish controversies and genealogies and strife and disputes about the law, for they are unprofitable and worthless. Reject a factious man after a first and second warning, knowing that such a man is perverted and is sinning, being self-condemned. But perhaps more on point, flee youthful lust. This is 2 Timothy chapter 2. Flee youthful lusts and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace with those who call on the Lord from a pure heart, but refuse foolish and ignorant speculations, knowing that they produce quarrels. Refuse those, because they produce quarrels. The Lord's bondservant must not be quarrelsome, but be kind to all, able to teach, patient when wronged, with gentleness, correcting those who are in opposition, if perhaps God may grant them repentance leading to the knowledge of the truth, and they may come to their senses and escape from the snare of the devil, having been held captive by him to do his will. And to me, I kind of think of many of the folks in the march. They've been held captive, unbeknownst to them. And on that note, 2 Corinthians 10:5, I believe, comes to mind. Anyway, let's go back to the phones real quick and grab John in Tennessee. John, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Oh, thank you. Man, Fred, thank you so much, man. Don't beat yourself up. You're changing lives right now. I don't know if you know it, Chris, but this Big Joe is actually Marine Sergeant Shamar Thomas. If you remember the Marine sergeant that held off the New York police last summer, do you recall that? That's the same man. And I agree with Fred. We need him. We need to make a place for him on RBN if he's able. Because this guy is... I looked at the video. Thousands were standing silent while this man was talking. There was one woman that was giving him some lip, trying to overwhelm him. He was calm. He didn't get angry. And there were thousands of people that could not respond.
Not only was he calm and not angry, but he was actually asking her, what, excuse me, what? He's interested in what she's saying.
Well, not only that, Chris, he was doing it with kindness. You could see him engaging those people that were there. He was looking at... He was scanning the crowd. He was speaking to them.
Yeah.
Like you would teach your children. And I agree with you. These people in this march, these people that are militant, the Bible tells us, Chris, at risk of sounding like a preacher, the Bible tells us that we can love, we can't, we're going to love one and hate the other. We can't serve two masters. And these people are in bondage. They have no choice but to do what they're doing until someone gives them the opportunity to learn
to
the difference.
To the knowledge of the truth,
Right, and I'll end it with this.
We're going into a break.
Or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com. Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
When you were here before, you couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You flow like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so very special. But
final segment of today's broadcast, and we're on the phones. We have John in Tennessee on the line. John, you were kind of making a point there as we went into the break.
And you summed it up. You know, to give them the ability to come to the knowledge of the truth. And someone might ask, well, what is that? Well, Jesus Christ said he was the truth. And he said, when we know the truth, we'll be free, and free indeed. So these people, you're gonna slave to one or the other. The difference is Satan will give you an illusion of freedom while enslaving you. Christ will buy you back and purchase you. You belong to him, and he'll give you freedom. He'll set you free to do what you want. And so I guess what I'm saying is these people, they don't know any better. They're working on emotions. They're believing a lie. They have no basis of knowledge. They haven't even approached the knowledge of the truth. Whether you want to say 2 and 2 is 4, you go to school now, and if you got 5 kids in your group and you know it's 4, and the other 4 say that it's 5, and you write down 4, you're going to be wrong because you didn't come to consensus. You're a nonconformist. You're going against the grain. You're disrupting. So the truth has become a lie. Lies have become the truth. And I think he was doing sincerely from the bottom of his heart. Shamar Thomas was trying to reach this crowd. And a funny thing happens. You can't argue with the truth. You could marginalize it. You can try to shut it up. But man, he was doing God's work as far as what I see. You know,
yeah.
Thousands of people in New York were silent. You need to go watch the video, folks. They're standing there looking at him, and he's holding his hand out and doing it with sincerity and saying, look, if you want, the very things that they're fearing are going to come to them because they're living in fear. They're bringing them to their self because they refuse to look at the truth. You talk about cognitive dissonance. These people don't even have the ability to have cognitive dissonance because they have no basis for what is and is not true. You know, I don't know, completely desensitized or delegitimized and dumbed down to the point or whatever. It's like you were talking about what Bernays put in his book, what, 84 years ago, 94 years ago. Anyway... people, go watch the video. Just type in Shamar Thomas silences New York women's marchers.
No, I don't think it's Shamar Thomas, actually. I think they're 2 different people. I'd be curious to know where that comes from.
Well, it looked like Shamar Thomas because I went and looked at the back in the summer. I looked at that video and looked at him, and it looked like the same man.
Right on. I don't think it is. I think it's a different guy. But the actual video posted by Based in LA, which is the source of it, is Trump supporters surrounded at Women's March in LA. So they referred to him as Big Joe anyway. That'll do it for today's broadcast, folks. I hope it was informative. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care. God bless. And we'll catch you on the other side.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.